I assume you remember that night we spent, that night we were stranded together, the night we made love? Yes, she cleared her throat. Yes, the night we made love. His expression was as dark as the hair falling across his forehead. Well, I realize we didn't plan to get stuck together in my storage room. I mean, it wasn't anybody's fault that you tripped the lock. Right, he said. Just like it wasn't anybody's fault that you didn't have a backup system in case of emergencies. Please. She touched the back of his hand to silence him, then withdrew as if she'd somehow violated his space. Ridiculous thought, all things considered, but there it was, just the same. Well, I'm afraid there's been a complication. His dark brows lifted. Insurance problems? I can swear I didn't fence any foxtails. A strangled laugh threatened the last of her composure. Charles, I'm pregnant. The waitress nearly fell into the lazy Susan of salad dressings she'd deposited. You want to run that by me again? Charlie asked as soon as the wide-eyed girl had backed away from the table. I'm pregnant. With my baby. With your baby. You're sure you're pregnant? Positive. Another wild giggle. Get it? Positively positive? Sound first invaded her cocoon of awareness. Beeping. Really annoying beeping. Something tightened snugly around her upper arm, and when it went away, so did she. When the beeping returned, it came with odors. Astringently offensive odors of new plastic and antiseptic, and the earthier odors of unwashed hair and barely washed body. It came with the trickle of a thought. Hospital. And the more worrisome question, what am I doing here? Voices came from beside her bed, murmurs, just barely loud enough to make it through the mist. A demanding question. Something beside her head gave a plaintive beep, and with a hiss, the snug feeling returned around her arm. Blood pressure cuff, she realized. And again, what am I doing here? She tried to say the words out loud. Her dried lips didn't so much as twitch. The voices rose again, a man and a woman. Something, 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 Mickey, something. Mickey. Must be her. She couldn't see the man and woman who conversed. They seemed to be just outside the door. She considered opening her still dry lips to ask, suddenly overwhelmed by the taste of morning mouth. Ick. And as she hunted the room for any sign of ice water or maybe even randomly placed toothpaste, because, hey, one could hope, other details impressed themselves upon her. She lay on a fancy cot of some sort, not a hospital bed. There was no television in the corner, no privacy drapes around the bed. A stethoscope and a brand new box of latex gloves sat on a rickety fake wood table not far from the bed. No sign of a hospital bed tray in sight. None of the ubiquitous identical supplies one seemed to find in a hospital room, no dull pinkish rose plastic emesis basin. No matching pitcher. A flattened, empty IV bag sat on the floor beside the table, along with a battered box of vials and syringes. And then there were the handcuffs. It dawned on me that all the places I really loved visiting had been built by memorable characters whose fascinating lives helped explain the age in which they lived. A fascinating genius of an abbot at Saint-Denis, to tell us how he was inspired to create the first Gothic cathedral. A wicked bishop at Reims, a widowed queen at Angers fighting off rebellious nobles to save the kingdom for her son, Joan of Arc defeating the English at Orléans, Madame de Pompadour, the daughter of a Chande courtesan who became the mistress of a king at the Petit Trianon. While I wasn't able to interview any of the people who built the places, I was able to find their memoirs and letters, which not only told me about why and how they built their castle, but also about their lives. While these gossipy recollections are sometimes slanted and sometimes not altogether true, they are endlessly fun to read and certainly enliven every place I visited. Also, there are not only cathedrals and palaces evoking a particular period and great stories at every place I have chosen, but terrific restaurants at almost every site as well.